My name is Hillman Toby, and I attended Stuart from 1926 to 1937. I was 10 years old when I arrived at Stuart. Back then, we had to wear uniforms, and everything was very structured, like the military. I remember having to march in a line to the dining hall and to our classrooms. Before we could march to the dining hall, our hands were inspected. If they weren't clean, we would have to go back in and wash again. Like other students, I attended school in the morning and I went to the shop in the afternoon. You could go to carpentry, mechanics, or to the cobbler's shop. They are the buildings across the street to the right. I really like carpentry, so I spent my vocational time in the carpentry shop. We would have to do different projects. And I remember building a dresser. It was made out of walnut. I don't know who got it after I finished it. I didn't get to keep it. We also had to make wooden coffins in the shop. The coffins were for Indians that died in the sanatorium and their families couldn't afford to buy a coffin. Sanatoriums were where they spent people that had tuberculosis. About 2 months before I graduated, my shop teacher asked me to build a slaughterhouse for hogs. I'd never built anything like this on my own before, but I said I'll try. So I laid the foundation, put up the walls, the outside, and the roof. I never went home in the summer, but would stay at Stuart and work to earn money. There wasn't anything for me at the reservation. I wouldn't be able to earn a nickel there. Stuart taught me the trade. I've been in the Carpenters Union for 63 years. There's not many of us left with that many years.